This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
The way we deal with mental health issues in this country is getting better, but we have a long way to go. And coming up on Vancouver Consumer, we're going to talk to Brad Newell, who is representing the organization Heads Up Guys. They are on a mission to help those with depression, especially those who hesitate to get help, which is often men. And that's coming up. I'm Martin Strong. But first, some of the consumer news headlines from the past week. Home Depot has been sharing your data with Facebook. According to Canada's privacy watchdog, Philippe Dufresne says Home Depot shared the data that it collects from electronic receipts, which includes your encoded email addresses and in-store purchase information. If you had a Facebook account, Meta compared what you bought at Home Depot to the advertisements sent over the platform to measure and report on the effectiveness of the ads. Dufresne says Home Depot stopped sharing customer information with Facebook last October. As expected, interest rates were up again this week, but at the same time, the Bank of Canada did sound a bit optimistic about things. After announcing its key interest rate was going up another 0.25% on Wednesday to 4.5%, the central bank said this could be it for a while because inflation is expected to, in the bank's words, decline significantly in the coming months. Wednesday's announcement was the 8th consecutive time the Bank of Canada has raised the cost of borrowing money, mainly as an attempt to tamp down all the inflation that we've been seeing. And one thing that the new interest rate hike will make more expensive is people's housing costs, especially those holding a variable rate mortgage. With new rates set at 4.5%, mortgage broker Leah Slatkin says prime rates, the amounts that we have to pay, can now be expected to rise to 6.7%, and variable rates will be set at about 5.75% and above. She says this is very stressful, not only for homeowners, but for people who are looking to get into the market. So what's the outlook for the world economy in 2023? The United Nations is forecasting global economic growth will fall significantly to 1.9% this year. That's due to factors including the food and energy crisis sparked by the war in Ukraine, the impact of the pandemic, persistently high inflation, and the climate emergency. The UN's report, which happened this past Wednesday, says that the slowdown is affecting both developed and developing countries, with many facing risks of recession this year. Rogers is still hoping to take over Shaw in a proposed gigantic $26 billion takeover, but the Canadian government is still deliberating on whether or not they'll allow the deal. Critics of that deal, including academics and competitors, say it's bad news for consumers who are already facing very high cell phone bills in this country that they blame on a lack of competition. They want the government to block the deal entirely or at least impose stricter conditions on it. Those arguing for the deal, which of course includes Rogers CEO Tony Staffieri, says that a regulatory review has found the agreement meets the standards of Canada's competition laws. Federal Finance Industry Minister François-Philippe Champagne says he is still looking at the Federal Court of Appeals ruling and other considerations and will make a decision in due course. And this is a very futuristic lawsuit. New York Attorney General is accusing Madison Square Gardens in New York of using facial recognition technology to identify lawyers who work for law firms that are involved in litigation against the corporation. They are allegedly barring them from their property, such as Radio City Music Hall and MSG Arena itself. The AG's office has warned Madison Square Garden that it may be violating anti-bias laws by using the facial recognition technology. MSG says the policy, quote, does not unlawfully prohibit anyone from entering our venues. This is Vancouver Consumer on CKNW. And coming up, we'll talk to Heads Up Guys. It's an organization that is dedicated to changing the way we think about mental illness and slowing down the numbers of people we lose to that fight. That's when Vancouver Consumer continues on CKNW right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong, and here is a stat that is hard to believe. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for men under 50 years of age, and men die of suicide in Canada at three times the rate of women in Canada. And one of the problems has been that men are generally less likely to get help than women when they're suffering from depression. They've been taught to suck it up, stop being such a baby. But that attitude is changing, and it's in no small part due to the efforts of the organization Heads Up Guys, a program based out at UBC dedicated to helping people with depression and changing all of our attitudes towards mental health. Their website, headsupguys.org, is an incredibly valuable online resource, which has had over 3.5 million visits since it was launched. And with me now from Heads Up Guys is Brad Newell. And you probably know him as the royalty that he is. He is, in his other life, the king of floors. You've seen him on TV with Sir Scruffy the dog, but he's also dedicated to the cause of mental health in Canada. Brad Newell is with me. Hi, Brad. How are you?
Hey, Martin. Thanks for having me on the show again. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's such an important topic that I think needs to be talked about all the time. And as I was saying, it seems like the attitudes are getting better, but something happened on Monday that I was reading about that I thought kind of showed where we're at. It was on the Alex Fraser Bridge on Monday during rush hour, and the southbound lane had to be closed for hours because police were negotiating with the man who we presume was threatening to jump. But I understand how annoying that would be for drivers. There's nothing wrong with being annoyed and frustrated, but some people actually got out of their car. They started videotaping the man. They were getting in the way of the negotiators. And it sort of seemed like a sad statement about where we're at still when it comes to mental health, and especially men. Do you see it that way, Brad?
100%. Like, that poor guy was in distress. You know, whatever was going on in his life was terrible. Okay. And he didn't want to do that. He just wanted the pain to stop. And a lot of people go through that in life, especially males. It's worldwide too. Like, Heads Up Guys is worldwide. We're in every country, and we've had like over 500,000 men do the free self-check. It's anonymous. Every guy should do it. If you're an employer and you're listening to this, get all your staff to do it. It's anonymous. And right. There's so much good information on the site. There's a stress test also. 75,000 men have done that. And this is a really good site for women to go to try to figure out what's wrong with their guy. You know, it's especially these days, it's tough. But yeah, getting back to the bridge there, I believe there's a Facebook Live, and it was just terrible. And most of the drivers were probably really good. It's probably just the odd person, but, you know, a couple of guys drove around the pylons and, you know, just not good. You know, the police, first responders have such a, like, I stop, we have these heads up, handouts that we give to anybody. I've got them in my car. I stop and give them to every first responder, shake their hand if they're willing, and thank them. And they really like that. You know, that's a tough job, man.
Yeah.
You know, thank goodness the young guy, you know, or I'm not sure how old he was, but thank goodness he didn't jump.
Yeah. Yeah, a life was saved. And I understand how annoying it is to be stuck on a bridge for hours, you know, when you're just trying to get to work. But I mean, it would be different if it was a man who was, you know, physically hurt from a crash or something. No one would think to get in the way of the first responders in that case.
Yeah, and the first responders had to make a decision to shut the bridge down. They figured that was the best thing.
And, right.
You know, these guys, these men and women risk their lives every day, you know, And, you know, like I was downtown last night on the east side there, man, that's a tough job being a first responder now. And you should stop and thank them, you know, and, you know, buy them a coffee or, you know, well, you know, just thank them. Say, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, that's some good advice from Brad Newell from Heads Up Guys. And he mentioned the website. I'll give the website address again, headsupguys.org. And this is really an amazing resource, this headsupguys.org. And you've got involved with it. And I should also say it runs also on donations too. So if
people... Oh, 100%, Martin. We run on donations and the burn rate is low. Dr. John Ogrozinchuk, I might have got it right. I usually get the name wrong. I think I said it right, Dr. John. He'll laugh when he hears. Dr. John is usually on these calls, but he's busy today. But he started this in 15, late 14, 15. And then Josh is in charge of the site, does an amazing job. There's a couple new people there. And we're all passionate about helping men, okay? And, like, for us guys, you know, we get depressed and we're supposed to suck it up and be stoic. Well, that's not the right answer. You know, we've got to reach out for help, you know, talk to a friend, talk to a doctor, you know, or maybe get a counselor or a psychiatrist. And on the site, we've actually, we've built a therapist directory. And I believe a ton of people have gone to that. And it's actually a really, really good idea that we've done that. And then we're going to build a toolbox for help. There's lots of stuff planned in the works. It's a beautiful website. There's so much good information on there. Right. And we get emails from all around the planet all the time saying it's helped people, how they were in real despair. And thank goodness we found this site. And, you know, they're not going to harm themselves now. So, you know, it's a positive thing our family does. It's one of the best, you know, it's very important to us. One of the most important things we do. And we're passionate about it. And we're going to do it forever. Like, it's not stopping. And the only reason we put our, like, we've done a lot of, helped a lot of people and things. We're usually really low key, but not on this. I think with our name out there, we can actually help save people. So that's why we put our, you know, King of Floors name on it and the Newell family on it. So, our entire family's so happy that we're doing this coast to coast. So.
Yeah, that makes sense, you know. Like, a lot of times, a lot of this stuff seems very clinical and it's all sort of a medical thing. But when you hear it's the King of Floors and it's Brad Newell, the guy on TV, you're a regular person. You're a regular guy. And I think that's the key to all this, isn't it? Is that we talk about it because it's something that affects everybody. It's not just certain people who are affected by depression. It's basically everybody who possibly can be affected by it, right?
Listen, we all get depressed. Everybody on the planet, in my opinion, but it depends how deep it gets and how long it is. And, you know, John, they built such a beautiful resource here. The website's really well done too. It's amazing. And here's the thing too, it comes, you know, depression, you know, a lot of it has to do with our diets. Diet's the key, you know, diet's you know, the key, but it really is. Like, our diet's one of the most important things for us, for our gut health and everything. Yeah. Vitamins and minerals, getting out in nature, going for walks, staying away from the phone. These phones are terrible in a lot of ways. You know, going for a swim, cold water therapy is amazing. Breathing. So there's lots of stuff you can do to help yourself.
Right. And the first step is to go to headsupguys.org, headsupguys.org. And you mentioned the concept of a toolbox, which I love, because it's not just sort of, you know, somebody talking you down. If you're feeling like maybe you're a little more depressed than you should be, and maybe you are thinking, I need to reach out and I need to get some help. I love the idea that there is a toolbox and there are steps you can take, early steps that will help immediately. And like you say, one of them is diet.
Exactly. And diet's really important. You know, breathing, sleep is actually one of the most important things is sleep.
Right.
You know, lack of sleep causes a ton of depression. Finances right now, I mean, it's tough out there. Spending time with your family, you know, maybe having dinner together and talking. That's a good thing to do. But I really think getting outside and going out in nature is one of the best things you can do. I go out with my friends every Sunday for an hour or 2 hour walk and out in the bog. It's so, once, you know, sometimes you're, well, I don't want to do it today, but then you do it and you love it.
Yeah.
You know, you feel great. Yeah. Especially, you know what? The rain, when it's raining, it's even better. I know people are, and actually cold water, we go swimming in the ocean, my buddy and I, and we still do it now.
Right.
You know, I know that, but cold water is amazing for the brain.
I like that idea of cold water. And the idea of going for a walk, I've never heard anyone ever say, you know, I wish I didn't go on that walk.
Yeah, it's so good for you, especially out in nature.
Yeah, it's. I think nature is a huge thing for your spirit. There's something about being around trees, and it's a calming thing. And I think nature is crucial.
Well, when we're out there, we'll stop for a minute, and we'll actually, you know, a big tree, we'll hang on to it with close our eyes and touch the moss. Sounds kind of strange, but do it. It's amazing. Close your eyes, do it for a minute. Just kind of grounds you a little bit. It's kind of like you're with nature.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. We're talking to Brad Newell. He's with Heads Up Guys. You know him as the King of Floors, along with Sir Scruffy. You see him on TV. And he is a big part of headsupguys.org. It's the website. And you get people from all over the world visiting headsupguys.org, don't you?
Every corner of the earth. I remember Dr. John and I, when we first met, I'd done some studying. This was late 15, 2003, maybe, yeah, late 15. And I'd done some studying and all this. And, but I kind of knew it anyway. He goes, what's the site that we get the most traffic for? We might have changed now. I think Canada's number one now, but I go, London, England. He looks at me, well, how do you know? I go, well, it's dark. There's a ton of people there. There's some terrorism. Their diets are terrible. There's a lot of booze, and it's just dark and dringy. And it is. That's one of the places we get the most people to the site. Whereas like LA, you don't get as much because of the sun. The sun's out. You know.
Really.
Yeah, that's got a lot to do with it. When you live in a climate where you get, you know, there's more of the sun's out more, it's a lot better for your brain. And the other thing is too, is vitamin D is so important for our bodies.
Right. And this is all the stuff that you can learn by going to headsupguys.org. It's a website. It's based out of UBC, and they have a lot of people visiting it. And as I say, there's a whole toolbox that can help, and they can also get you in touch with a doctor if need be. Everything you need to deal with your mental health, no matter what stage you're in, because it's important to get help early. And go to headsupguys.org. And we'll have more with Brad Newell. When we come back, I want to talk about basically mental health and men, and how it differs from mental health and women, because both men and women suffer from different things. But with men, it's sometimes a little bit different. And I want to know why. That's when we come back with Brad Newell from headsupguys.org when we return on Vancouver Consumer right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong. It's Vancouver Consumer, and we are talking about something that's really important. Brad Newell is our guest. He is from headsupguys.org. And I should just let you know, Brad, of course, is the King of Floors. Yes, that guy with the crown on the commercials. But he is also very passionate about the cause of mental health, especially with men. And that's why they've started headsupguys.org. It's a website based out of UBC, and it's a huge resource. If you're thinking that maybe you're feeling a little too depressed, you're wondering, is this normal? And I want to talk about how men deal with depression. And I guess let me start by asking you, in your experience, what do you tell someone when they ask you the question, am I just sad or am I depressed?
Yeah, it really depends how long it lasts for. I'll tell you, if you see your friend, a male, and he's lying in his bed and he's not getting out of his bed and he's there for a day or two or a week, that's a sign that he needs help. Us guys, you know, we're supposed to be stoic and tough and suck it up. And, mm-hmm. and as a male, it's kind of like, if mom's not happy, nobody's happy. If dad's not happy, who cares? As we get a bit older, our bodies change. You know, there's troubles with one of the kids, or, you know, you got financial problems. That's a real big one. You lack of sleep. And when we're supposed to be stoic and suck it up. Well, that's not the way to go. Like women talk. Like, you know, if a lady's having a tough time or whatever, they talk. They got lots of girlfriends. Whereas a guy, he'll keep it all in. Or, you know, it's starting to change, but he'll keep it all in, thinking that he's weak and that he's the only one feeling this way. And he'd be awful surprised if he started to talk to his friends that many of them are feeling the same way. So,
yeah. Yeah. And that's one thing that, I think it's hard, and I'm generalizing, but I think it's probably harder for men, but it's probably also difficult for women. But when you get older, to make new friends, to have friends, and to maintain old friendships, and to have buddies, like you talk about, you go on, you know, regular walks with your buddies. I know lots of men, and even myself, you go long periods of time where you're not hanging out with good friends, male friends, or you know, same sex friends. And I think it's really important, isn't it?
100%. We're heads up. We really like the idea of the thing called the Men's Shed, and they're worldwide. And I think BC's got 8 of them or 10 of them, and we got to get more of them. But it's a place where, so this is for older guys, like 55 or older. So not super old, but not, where they've lost their wives, or they're down in the dumps. And they go and they work together. They help the community. They do woodworking. It's really cool, actually. Dr. John and I, we went up to the one up in Vanderhoof. And man, was that cool. Really neat guys. I watched older guys breaking down, saying, you know, right in front of us, as you know, when we're up there talking to them, breaking down, saying, if I didn't have this place, I don't know what I would have done. So it's really? And here's the thing about why this thing actually really works well. So if guys are, they don't talk to each other, but if they're standing side by side, there's been studies done on this, and you know, they're working on something, they open up a bit more. And they kind of shoot the, you know what. And that really seems to work. And this is a really good organization that we like. We actually really like it. And it's all about, everybody needs a tribe. It doesn't matter who you are. You know, the thing that bothers people the most, especially men, when they get depressed, is lack of purpose and loneliness. Those are the two causes, or the two main things that we know that on our studies, like we've done a ton of studies on Heads Up, get a lot of clinical data, but the things that bother the men the most are lack of purpose and loneliness. And the other thing I should mention is thank you to UBC for doing all this. I mean, this UBC is so good to deal with. They're amazing. And this is saving lives. And the old president Santa Ana, he's moved on now, but he really loved Heads Up guys. He was on some of our interviews, and we used to do these videos, and we'd like to thank him too.
Right. Headsupguys.org is the website. And you mentioned some of these activities where men can get together and do things, and they end up kind of opening up. And I guess headsupguys.org is a great resource, no matter where you are, for connecting with other people who maybe just want to hang out and talk and maybe get stuff off their chest.
Yeah, for sure. We'll talk about the younger people now too. You know, being in school is tough. It's always been tough, but now it's really tough with all the social media and all that. I think it's really important for people to get sleep, eating healthy, and exercise. Exercise is a really important thing for our mental health.
Right. Yeah, because it's an interesting thing. You have a lot of people who say, oh, you're not, you just go outside and get some exercise and you'll be fine. And that's not what headsupguys.org is saying, but that is definitely one of the first steps to take, is to look at your physical body and your diet. Are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting enough exercise? And then you can take it from there.
100%. You know, and if somebody's depressed, and you know, you don't say to them, suck it up, you know, you're going to, you know, suck it up. You don't know what that person's going through, you know?
Yeah.
But hopefully they open up to you, or you can ask them, hey, are you doing okay today? What's going on? And a lot of times, you know, people will really respond to that, you know?
Yeah.
There's been studies done on bridges where people are walking up a bridge and they're going to harm themselves. And if somebody stops and talks to them, they don't do it. There's been studies done on that kind of stuff.
Right. And that's what headsupguys.org can be that conversation that you have if you go to that. Because I noticed that in your literature, if you go there, there's tons of great resources, lots of videos, people talking about their experiences. And you talk a little bit about what happens when people go to Google and they search, you know, what to do, I'm depressed. Because there's some real danger out there on the internet when you start Googling in questions about depression and suicide.
Yeah, we've got, that's a really good point you bring up here. We, the site's got so much good information, but on Google search, we get around 60 to 80 people a day that punch in the terms, should I hang myself? That's, I know it's terrible. Painless death end up on our site because of Google Analytics, and so we know that we're helping a lot of people, and saving lives. We know we are.
Yeah, because sometimes people, like, they'll go to a site that tells you how to do it, which I imagine is
that's terrible,
thing.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
that's just dark.
Right.
Step by step plans. And that's true, Martin. I know that for a fact. I've this is my whole life. I'm not a counselor, but I, you know, I'll help any, you know, people reach out to me and I try to help them. Like, I'll point them in the right direction, that type of thing.
Right. We're talking to Brad.
It's my life.
Yeah. Great. We're talking to Brad Newell. He's from Heads Up Guys. Headsupguys.org is the website. And he's also, in his other life, he's the king of floors. And he is very passionate about this. And I think if you want to support Heads Up Guys, you can, because I know you, I mean, you've devoted your whole life to this, but people who maybe want to get involved, they can donate money. And that's really important, right?
And Martin, the thing is the money, it's all going to a good cause. There's no burn. Their burn rate's so low. These guys are amazing. And that's when our family got involved, we really looked into that, you know, and, you know, we've really backed this thing financially, but the more other people help, the more things we can do. You know, there's lots of things we want to do down the road, and we're so happy to be involved with it. So,
yeah,
and I'll be involved to my last breath.
Right. Yeah. I think it's just it's a great cause. Headsupguys.org is the website. And when you say a really low burn rate, I mean, you think about what it costs to have this resource, which is headsupguys.org, compared to how many people you help. The thousands and thousands of people that you have helped, because you get a lot of letters from people who literally say that headsupguys.org saved their lives, right?
We get tons of that kind of stuff. And that makes you feel good. You know, if we can, it's just helping people, you know, in general, people are just, you know, they're desperate, you know, but things can get better. I promise you, you know, if you're out there right now and you're a little bit down in the dumps or depressed, I promise you it can get better. I promise you.
Right. And the first step is to go to headsupguys.org and do the stress test, right? Tell me about the stress test.
So there's a Okay, so there's an anonymous test. Every and 30% of females have done this test. Okay, which is fine, but it's an anonymous test to see how you're doing and seeing if you need help. And then there's a stress test to see how you are with your stress. You should, you should do this. And then there's a list of therapists there if you need help.
Right.
But this anonymous test, everybody should do it. Everybody.
Right. So go to headsupguys.org. Well, Brad, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I just want to wish you the best of luck on your work with Heads Up Guys. You're doing some amazing stuff. And also, you know, the King of Floors. You know, if you need any flooring, you know where to go. Kingoffloors.com. Just
and
throwing that out there.
Thing, it's tax deductible, the donations, and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And thanks for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome. Brad Newell from Heads Up Guys. And as I say, I'll say it a million times, the website is headsupguys.org. And if you are feeling like your mental health is being challenged, go to headsup.org and do the stress test, and you can see videos there of other people and their stories, and I think it can really, really help. Well, thank you, Brad. We'll talk to you again soon. And coming up on Vancouver Consumer, the Vancouver Canucks made some big changes this past week, and their customers, I'm talking about the fans, are not happy about it. But it's not the first time Canucks fans have been mad at the team. But they usually want to see the coach get fired, not the other way around. That story is next. Vancouver Consumer continues right after this. I'm Martin Strong.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong, and this is Vancouver Consumer. It was a big week of change for the Vancouver Canucks Sports and Entertainment Corporation. And a lot of their customers, I'm talking about the hockey fans, are not happy. Last Sunday, after months of speculation, they announced that Canucks coach Bruce Boudreau was fired and would be replaced by former player Rick Tocchet. It's a move that angered a lot of fans who felt that the way it was handled was very disrespectful to Boudreau. The night before the announcement, during a game against the Oilers last weekend, another loss, the fans were chanting, "Bruce, there it is." You probably heard it, to show their support of the coach. It's a bit of a nightmare for the team's management, as they have somehow turned the fired coach of a losing team into a martyr, loved and respected by the fans much more than the folks in the head office. The Canucks have had their share of coaching changes, like any NHL team. Some have had some success. Many haven't even lasted an entire season. The most popular coach, we've had a few, you know, Pat Quinn. The late Roger Neilson is worth mentioning. When he took over the Canucks in 1982, he immediately took the team to the Stanley Cup Finals. For the first time in history, they got swept by the Islanders, but still. He also kind of invented towel power from the bench during a game. He was the one who wrapped a towel onto the end of a stick and waved it at the refs. It was kind of a mock surrender to protest all the bad calls the team was getting. The fans loved it, and they started waving white towels in the stands, and now they do it all over the league. The least popular coach of the Canucks? Well, that's debatable, but I would say Mike Keenan. He was brought in 1997, apparently very tough on the players, ran Trevor Linden out of town, and put all the team's hopes on Mark Messier. How'd that work? Not too well. Keenan was gone in 2 years. Honorable mention in the least popular category also has to go to poor old Rick Lee. And unlike the fans chanting in support of recent coach Bruce Boudreau, back in 1996, Canucks fans would be in the stands literally chanting, "Fire Rick Lee, fire Rick Lee." This went on for quite a while before he finally got the axe. Just 2 years earlier, the Canucks were riding high. In 1994, they had gone on an incredible run to the Stanley Cup playoffs. With Pat Quinn as coach, they went all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals, a run which only ended in a dramatic seventh game loss to the New York Rangers in the finals. So going into the next season, hopes were high, especially when they had players like Pavel Bure, Alexander Mogilny. So the summer after leaving, going all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals, Pat Quinn decided he would leave his coaching position to concentrate on the head office of the Canucks. In August, he hired the assistant coach, Rick Lee, to be the new head coach. Lee was a former player. He played four seasons with the Toronto Maple Leafs, bunch with the New England Whalers of the WHA before getting into the coaching game. Lee's first season with the Canucks was shortened by a lockout. It was okay. They made the playoffs, but were swept by Chicago in the second round. But the next season, things would really go downhill. Despite having one of the NHL's highest payrolls by March, the Canucks had a losing record, especially at home, and that's when the fans turned on Rick Lee and chanted, "Fire Rick Lee! Fire Rick Lee!" A little different from the Bruce Boudreau situation. He was fired before the season ended. And if you ask me, the coach is important, but it's probably the most overrated position on the team. They often get called geniuses when the team is winning, and then they take all the blame when they're not. So best of luck to Rick Tocchet, the new coach of the Canucks, and to Bruce Boudreau as well, whatever his next move is. This is Vancouver Consumer on CKNW. I'm Martin Strong. Coming up, it's the consumer news headlines from the past week, including a look at how higher interest rates might affect you. That's coming up next.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.